back to the Nutramatic Report. Leo Zagami's traveling, so he's not able to be here today. And our second hour guest, Ryan, apparently has a family crisis. So we have a lot of open lines today. I'm going to start off with some of the latest announcements going through what we have in terms of news. And then I'm going to talk about, of course, yesterday we did a really good program where we reviewed with Ann Morrison and posted up all the information we talked about last week. We'll do another one probably early next week with Ann, as my computer will be away this weekend, getting upgraded to the AMD Athlon chip. But all the archives will be up. They'll be up really quickly on Friday. And I want to just fill you in on some of the latest things that are happening on Nutramedical, etc. Let's see. Okay, let's have a look at what are the latest issues that are going on right now. In terms of the Drudge Report, lots of things happening. The EU boss, Jean-Claude Juncker, he made the most ridiculous comment that I've actually seen. I looked at it this morning, I thought, this guy can't be serious. I mean, this is the kind of the we call schoolyard comments. He said, we'll break up the U.S. I mean, how are they going to break up the U.S.? They're going to encourage people, he said, from Ohio and Texas to break away from the East Coast. I'm thinking, Jean-Claude, get it. Your people want nationalism. The whole idea of the European Union based on total hegemony by non-elected bureaucrats is ridiculous. So this guy is a globalist bureaucrat, and he's going to try to threaten the U.S.? Forget it. Jean-Claude, you need to be in a mental hospital. Honestly, it's really ridiculous. So that's the latest there. I saw the preparation statement by Ryan. And, of course, the latest tweets are that Trump is not happy with the so-called Freedom Caucus. It's not really freedom, to be honest with you. When I actually looked at some of the points that Freedom Caucus wants, they want to gut health care altogether. I mean, and I'm going to repeat what I made a statement to Carol the other day about health care. With EMTALA, which is the last bill that was passed in 1987, every American or any visitor gets health care. It's just not financially or fiscally responsible health care. And the latest thing, the Obamacare, literally didn't control costs, tried to give entitlements to everybody. And again, everybody does have an entitlement, but that you don't control costs, you cause literally a debt bomb to blow up the economy. So they have to revisit this. They'll probably get the tax reform and the other bills in first, and then most likely they'll visit either before the summer session or in the early fall, where they'll have to deal with health care. If they don't deal with health care in 2018, it's going to be a mess. So that's the reality. So the first thing I expect to see what happen here is we have to start, he's going to start going across the aisle to Democrats and see if he can get some red state Democrats where Trump won heavily. And to the chagrin of the so-called Freedom Party, who are spoiled brats and want to have everything and gut health care and basically deny health care or roll back health care to people like me, like seniors. And of course, I'm better off than most seniors, but you can't start cutting things or chopping health care and think you're going to get away with it to control the budget. You know, for example, I get, because I'm working and I'm over 65 now, I found out that I was going to get X amount of dollars next this year, but it's a late year because I'm working. And then I got a notice just yesterday that it's going to be dropped by X amount of hundreds of dollars. I'm thinking, the government can't play around with what's called something that we who work put the money into an account and the government got their paws on it years ago. So what we have to understand is it's settled. It's over. Americans and even people visiting have the right to health care. It's a matter of whether we can control costs. And as I say, when you have a health care bill, the best and simplest way is to simply take the structure of Medicare, expand it for all, control the cost of drugs. And I'm going to repeat exactly what I said before so people will get it. The first thing, you need a level playing field between drugs and nutraceuticals, which means you got to get rid of the controls of big pharma and control the price of drugs by buying on block nationally. Number two, you need to get rid of insurance carriers. There should be a value-added tax that's accepted on the federal level, but the money is just passed through to the county, not the state. We don't want it politicked, and we want a committee made of citizens and healthcare providers, including doctors and chiropractors and herbologists and oriental medicine doctors and whatever. Number three, we need to get rid of malpractice. It should be gone. If we have a doctor that's not competent, which we can easily retest to see if they're competent, we simply send them for more continuing education to make sure they're up to speed. If they have skill sets that require physical skills like surgery, and they haven't, say, done a shoulder surgery in 5-10 years, they need to go back and just go for a weekend seminar to prove, yes, I know how to do it with the latest equipment. We also need to allow lateral training. 2 months ago, I spoke to one of my contacts with CINCOM, and he told me that his buddies in the field, and this is as early as last year, basically were doing major surgery in the field in MASH units, yet when they come back, they can't even go ride in the ambulance. It's ridiculous. We also need lateral training so anybody can start off as a massage therapist and become a nurse practitioner, or start off as a nurse and become an obstetrician. We need to have it so that you can, say, be a family doctor, but you want to learn how to do C-sections. Well, you learn how to do C-sections, so if you're in a rural practice, you can do them if you have a high-risk pregnancy. We need to have people that are trained to do, say, intensive care nursery if you're in a rural area and there's a hospital with an ICN, because you can't transport those babies, so you know how to do ICN care. So, to me, this is rational. We also need to get rid of fee-for-service and pay doctors a very good hourly wage, including time off for continuing education, vacation time, etc., because we're burning out doctors and killing them. The average male doctor in America lives 10 years shorter than the average American. Now, the average doctor, maybe you're exposed to toxins in the operating room, but to be honest with you, the work stress of being a doctor is mind-boggling. And the hardest part is not dealing with sick patients. It's dealing with your colleagues that are trying to bite your back because of the state licensing authority or malpractice insurance. It's the stress of defensive medicine, which again has driven up the cost of doing excess tests and treatments. So all these things can be fixed. But we have to get over this idea that somehow we can allow the Freedom Caucus to dictate that they're going to cut health care and gut the federal government's responsibility to provide health care for all. As far as I'm concerned, these spoiled brats need to go home. They need to realize when the next election comes up in 2018, if they continue to alienate Donald Trump and won't get on side with the infrastructure or the tax bills, he needs to actively campaign and get other, more moderate Republicans to run against them, to clean those guys up. That's the facts. And we also need to get on side more moderate Democrats who were in red states where they could lose their spot, but because they're going to collaborate on things like infrastructure and fixing health care, and by the way, this idea that they think they can, that the old Republicans will just own it if the health care collapses, no. The Democrats are going to suffer even more losses if they don't start to collaborate, at least some of them, with the Republicans to pass a universal health care bill that brings the cost down to, say, a quarter. And you don't need to cut benefits. This is another stupid thing. When you have Obamacare with death panels, I mean, they actually had the nerve to call them death panels. A few years ago, I had a neurosurgeon on my program. And if you are 72, you do not qualify for, let's say, a bypass operation or a clipped aneurysm in your head. You have to have a death panel review you on Tuesday morning, because that's when they meet. But you have a surgical medical emergency. You have a clipped aneurysm that's expanding. You need it clipped within 2 hours in the surgical operating room with a catheter up in your groin. And if you don't have it clipped in 2 hours, you're going to the great beyond. You're going to die. Now, this is akin to what I mentioned in this Lady Carol, who very arrogantly tried to challenge me on the idea that we shouldn't have a responsibility for health care. Well, before EMTALA rules came in 1987, the nurses at the Augusta Regional Trauma Center told me straight up how they were instructed by the hospital administrators, if someone came in without insurance but they had gunshot wounds, especially if they're, let's say, black, but it doesn't matter what color you were, you didn't have insurance, you were left outside the emergency room door strapped to a gurney bleeding to death, and you died. Now, we Americans are supposedly Christians or Judeo-Christian ethics and have a constitution, the right to life, for liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's not just Americans, it's visitors too. So I won't put up with anybody thinking it's okay to gut health care. But you can gut the stupid costs by doing all the things that I mentioned, including level playing fields. We had Dr. Ron Klatz on talking specifically about the things we can do to kind of fix health care by bringing in his 10-point plan. This needs to happen. Metabolic testing, functional medicine testing, like I have pioneered, such as QRMA, Metapathia, and Bioplasm, functional medicine, blood, urine, stool, directlabs.com, Doctors Data, Genova Labs, Dunwoody Labs, Immunosciences Laboratory in Los Angeles, Organic Acids, Great Plains Laboratory, etc., etc., genetic test, 23andMe and Prometheus, many other genetic laboratories. There is no excuse for us not knowing why you're screwed up. And when people come to me and they have all kinds of conditions, lupus erythematosus, renal failure, diabetes with peripheral neuropathy, retinitis pigmentosa, I have a program and a plan for everyone that involves nutraceuticals, minimum drugs. There are sometimes when you can't get away from some drugs, advanced treatments, which may include laser surgery if you're getting bleeding in your eye, or other types of things like stem cell therapies, like peptides, advanced things like mild hyperbaric oxygen with ozone and oxygen augmentation. So when people say, you can't do this or that, I don't believe in the word can't. I'm the Forrest Gump of medicine, you know? I was a little boy, born a footling breech, dead on arrival. I had a little leg brace like Forrest. Then they said, well, he'll probably never walk because my leg was so twisted. But they twisted it back with a lot of pain, and I ran everywhere until I eventually sheared the screw off at 3 years of age, going back and forth to play or to go to Creelman's grocery store nearby, a mile or so away, to pick up things for my mother. So you need to understand, I'm not a quitter, and I'm also not a backstabbing American thing. I'm okay, what's wrong with you, buddy, attitude, which unfortunately a lot of Americans have, thinking that they'll rescue their middle class by literally, you know, dumping the elderly or dumping the disabled like they did before, even years before the Second World War and before Nazi Germany rose. They were killing disabled people or isolating them in different towns and villages. So you'd go to a little Swiss or German or Austrian village, you couldn't find any disabled people. Well, nowadays, in socialist countries that have very noxious health care, like Norway, there hasn't been a child with Down syndrome born in over 10 years. That's not okay. It's not okay to genetically screen for people you don't like or don't want their specific gene patterns, or to start genetically engineering a new race of superhumans that have specific genes that will resist the state removed from the gene pool. And if you think I'm making this up, have the cojones to call in 800-313-9443 and challenge me. As I said on the show, I have the answers 8 to 10% of the time, but if you ask me a question and put me on the spot, God will supernaturally give me a complete answer or a framework to find the answer in any problem that human beings are exposed to on this planet. 800-313-9443. And the reason is, this is the end of the game. We've been given some grace with Trump and Pence in America. And by the way, America being given grace, and this is a message for you, Mr. Jean-Claude Juncker, there is going to be a rise of a superstate Europe where you have a national alliance of independent sovereign states. Hopefully it won't be one run by the Vatican and evil maniacs like you, because it needs to be a godly collective where they return to a relationship with the Most High God nationally and personally, and they don't try to do regime change or accept Islam as an acceptable fusion with Christianity, because it's not. And also don't accept Sabbatean Judaism or some weird cultic version of Christianity that's also pretty noxiously apostate. So let's face the music. We don't ask enough tough questions to get answers, and we tolerate things we shouldn't. And part of our problem is people like Barack Obama are just a symptom, and people like Jean-Claude Juncker are a symptom of our inaction and our unwillingness to call a spade a spade. Like, the emperor has no clothes, but he also has a hairy behind. We don't say that in public. It's considered politically incorrect. That's why we have a politically incorrect president. And I'm amazed that his popularity is dropping when you struggle against so many negative forces. You, the public out there, need to smarten up, because if you don't get behind Trump and he fixes things in this country will go bankrupt. It will go into degradation. And if you don't recharge the EBT cards for all the poor, 48.5 million that have EBT cards to get their food, can you imagine the violence in this country if people can't go to eat? Can you imagine the violence in this country if they allow the Freedom Party to gut health care to the point where lots of people are dropping dead? You think that the Republicans will get reelected in 2018? No. They'll lose the House and they'll lose the Senate, and we'll have a castrate president who'll have to parade around in the White House and try to see if he can do things now with a Democratic Congress and Senate. So this is a message to you, Freedom Party. Get with the program. Because I'm strongly behind the President Trump, that if you don't start to get behind the program, don't think you're going to get all you wanted. When he had you in the White House and asked you the question, are you all yeses now? And they all answered, the Freedom Party. And then they turned on him literally a couple days later and said, no, that wasn't enough. We want more. You people are nuts. You're not going to get it in one fell swoop, especially a bill, it's a reconciliation bill, it has to go to the Senate. And my additional bills, which I recommend, and I'm going to get them through to Bart Goldman and through to Donald Trump and Mr. Price, Dr. Price, if we don't deal with malpractice, state licensure, national licensure that's not government, getting Health and Human Services in the state out of health care by passing the money from the VAT through, so you get rid of premiums, you get rid of insurance, you get rid of malpractice, and you get rid of fee-for-service, and you get back to the center, which is helping patients stay healthy and live long and well on minimal costs, including occupational medicine. So the cost of building something doesn't cost another $12,000 to build a car in Ohio compared to Oshawa, Ontario, or Mexico. That's what we're doing. It's not just regulations. It's stupid stuff where we're literally committing a form of economic and health care harikari. We're killing ourselves. And I have the solution. I can tell you precisely what we need to do for this or any other problem. It's godly. It's people-centered. It's God-ordained. It's biblically in alignment with the Bible. The ancient Israelites received the tithe. The tithe was never meant for the church. The word church, in fact, is a pagan term for a collective of so-called believers in a pagan religion. We, the believers, are a collective like a cloud. That's why the house church was the primary church of the early church. It wasn't a great big collective in giant mega churches where somebody is politically connected, like some of these mega churches here in California, to the White House, or, you know, you're making moves that they think it's a good idea to have Chrislam or new dialectic with the Roman Catholic Church, which is an abomination. That's the facts. You want to dispute that? Have the cojones to call into the show, and we'll have a nice little discussion on air. The fact is, every single one of these so-called problems isn't a problem at all. We have the solutions to everything. And if we don't apprehend the solutions, America will blow up economically. It may take a while. We hit the debt ceiling on March 11th. If by June 1st we haven't increased that debt ceiling, the government will shut down. Now, it might be the Freedom Party that may be the factor of doing it, because they're going to like have a little fit and then say they're being bullied. They need to be bullied. That's why the Republicans sent over and over again bills that they knew Obama would veto, because he's absolutely not going to fix something that is designed to blow up the healthcare system to get a single payer. We're not talking about a single payer like I'm talking about expanding Medicare and then getting the government out of surveillance and fee-for-service and all this other stuff. No. We're talking about a total information awareness system where if you're sick or disabled, whatever, they want to put a chip in you. They want to make your doctor a spitz, not a white-coated officer, forcing you to take drugs and vaccines. And by the way, there's 275-plus vaccines in the pipeline. Many of them can even modify your behavior. And you think I'm making this up. You need to get a reality check, okay? I get, once in a while, someone foolish enough to think that they can win an argument with Dr. Deagle. Why? Why do you think you're going to win those arguments? Why? What makes you in your deluded mind think that after the hell that I've been through as a physician dealing with these things and many other things that are classified, why in your mind do you think that you are going to win an argument? Now, you might make a point. I don't care if you got grade 3. I'm willing to listen, and I want to hear. But it's got to be supported by evidence, logic, decency, and godliness. It can't be supported by, it's not in the Constitution, so we're going to pull health care. Are you crazy? All the laws that have been passed in the last century, including the veterans law, giving health care to veterans over 100 years ago, all the way through to Medicare laws, Medicaid laws, and EMTALA back in 1987, so they wouldn't strap people when I was working in an emergency in a trauma unit, say, oh, I remember one of my patients. I was there taking care of this guy that was going to terminal congestive heart failure. He was dying. And the emergency nurse came over with a little clipboard, and she said, how fixed are you, son, with a deep Georgian accent? And he was there diaphoretic, sweating like crazy and huffing and puffing with oxygen on, trying to see if he could catch his breath. And he said, if you ask me one more time how fixed I am, I won't need to be fixed. Now, you need to get a reality check there out there. Do you think that America is going to withdraw or pull back from health care to save your budget? First off, both the Democrats and Republicans don't want to touch the idea of the sacred cow of insurance, big pharma, big Medica like Health One Columbia, big insurance carriers, big powerful people that are in universities getting giant amounts of money to literally push forward drugs that will kill people or make them toxic. They don't care. Oh, the quarterly profits are up for a drug company. Yeah, I killed 264,000 people or caused them to have a stroke or heart attack or horrifying complications like some of the new chemo agents that'll cause women to permanently lose their hair, and there's no way in conventional medicine we can get their hair to grow back, although we probably can with more advanced technology, such as stem cell therapies, etc., some of the peptides we have to regrow hair and many other technologies we have, but it's not easy. It's going to take a heck of a lot of research and combinations of things to have it work. But these people that run the drug companies don't care. Now, the reason why things exist and why bad people exist, like Barack Obama, who was a foreigner, who played president for 8 years, is because we don't stand up for the truth. This is not a conspiracy theory anymore. When his brother Malik Obama brings forth his birth certificate and shows his little foot, when we have forensics from Sheriff Arpaio, I had a contact 4 months ago from one of the intel agencies who contacted me directly about medical issues, and then on the side said, hey, we do all the photo analysis for the CIA and NSA, and we've known for years that Barack Obama is a foreigner. So get a reality check. This is not open, just like it's not open to dispute the idea that they demolished the World Trade Center with nukes. If you think otherwise, you're an idiot. Okay? Accept it. Let's move on. Okay?
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. We have Bill in Wisconsin has a comment about getting rid of malpractice. Go ahead, Bill, and explain why you think We're not talking about getting rid of malpractice. We're talking about mediation, which means 80% of lawsuits are frivolous. And by the way, many of the doctors that are super high paid, we're talking about top surgeons, are connected to the state medical board, hospital privileges committee, and get away with murder, literally, because they are in large doctor groups or make 20 to 30 million a year. The average doctor, family doctor, pediatrician, internist isn't. And if they do one minor thing, even ticking off the administration of a hospital or their colleagues or even competitors, they lose their license or they get disciplined. That's the fact. So when we talk about malpractice, it's a completely fallacious argument to suggest that, quote, we're getting rid of malpractice. We need to make sure we monitor doctors closer to make sure that they actually master the database of the expanding knowledge of medicine and are relearning new things like functional medicine, which I teach and consult with doctors all the time. But this idea that we can't have proper monitoring and mediation to substitute for frivolous and super expensive malpractice. In states like Oregon, a doctor can be sued for 10 or 20 times their entire lifetime savings, earnings, by some malpractice attorney. It's ridiculous. Okay, so if you can counter that with a good argument, I'd like to hear it, because it just doesn't exist. Okay, and when we talk about big pharmaceutical companies, we're not talking about malpractice. The drug companies get away with murder because if they don't get prescriptions from the doctors, they actually go to the state licensing authorities to try to de-license doctors. They're not prescribing these toxic drugs. So you can sue in a tort that's not a malpractice tort against a drug company. That's perfectly fine. But taking down doctors with malpractice suits drives up the cost of healthcare into orbit. So that's the reality. What do you think?
Am I on?
Can you have an argument that can counter mine? Just say it. I mean, well, I've been in this business now approaching half a century, and there's absolutely no argument that suggests that monitoring, which I want to recommend exactly what to do, and mediation can completely get rid of malpractice for doctors. I can tell you in personal cases. I'll give you my case, for example. I had released information about the release of nuclear isotopes from the Rocky Flats facility. When I worked for Reserve Admiral John Hughes, I also worked with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter with the federal FBI and CDC. And I released this information along with information about the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base when I traveled to 42 cities in Israel. And the State Colorado Board of Medical Examiners didn't have a valid complaint against my pain practice because they had a very small one, maybe 40, 50 patients, but I was one of the only doctors in the world that could actually map in the state of Colorado using a federally FDA-approved technology developed by myself and Dr. Jim Hedgecock in the late 90s. And I was working with the pain clinics, telling them where to do spinal pumps and stimulators and transforaminal nerve blocks using nerve mapping, V-delta and C-fibers. Right? I was on a federal IRB pain panel with Dr. Holland Brewer, and I was taking training as an interventional pain specialist as well at the Anschutz Center in the University of Colorado, working in the operating room on my day off at no cost to anybody, doing it free, to get ready to do my pain boards. And the board came after me because they said they told me that I was responsible for the death of one of my pain patients who I discharged, who was a criminal. He had an anklet on and a tracker. And he committed suicide with a drug he got from an emergency room doctor and his own illegal drugs. And they advised the parents to sue me. Okay? And they released this information through 9 News before there was even a hearing. Do you think that the state medical board and the attorneys and so on? And I had Copic Insurance, my lawyer, we called him Buzzsaw because he's a really tough lawyer. But he said, man, they are persecuting you. They're literally going after you. Because when I traveled to 42 cities in Israel, I released information about the federal government, the CIA, and NSA snooping on everybody. Because I actually worked with presidential level security clearance, and they were mad as hell. And it's now proven that Rocky Flats is releasing radiotoxins to the North Platte River and the water supplies that goes to the Stanley Lake, which is the North Lake where the water comes off the what's called the watershed in the Rocky Mountains that comes down to Denver, Colorado. That's open now, true. Everybody knows that this is a fact. But guess who released that? It was me. And their response is, we're going to go after you, Deagle. They also were after me because I was a consultant for a hyperbaric oxygen clinic that was doing 3-atmosphere oxygen, which, by the way, in adjacent states like Texas, the things that we're referring cases to, like post-stroke recovery, post-radiation treatment, retinitis pigmentosa, was all completely approved. And in many other countries and states, in the United States, it was fully approved, and we were getting recovery. We had the guy from the National Retinitis Pigmentosa Society canceled a seeing eye doc because we reversed his loss of vision. Do you know what the response was? The board not only came and closed down the hyperbaric clinic, I didn't even work there. I just saw some of their patients occasionally. They said they were going to make certain they went after all of us because we shouldn't even think to explain the list of things at the University Hospital, which is a very narrow list. This is what Susan Miller and the Board of Medical Examiners said to me personally and to other doctors and consultants that were working with this clinic. Reversing serious disease in Texas, Oklahoma, and other adjacent states, we are already doing it for years. One of them, for example, in Texas, a state senator who had a stroke sued the state of Texas, got coverage for his post-stroke hyperbaric oxygen treatment, and we were doing that, and they came after us. So you've got to understand this idea of malpractice. Malpractice is a tool used by competitive groups. We had Dr. Brzezinski at the university at the Houston Clinic, called the Brzezinski Clinic, making antineoplastins, and his son. And this genius, MD, PhD, Dr. Brzezinski, was the first in the world to do, outside of Germany, gene-based All right. cancer treatments. So the fact is, you have to understand. No, don't try to interrupt me. The point is, there is no wiggle room with the idea that getting rid of malpractice for doctors won't cut costs. We have to also have lateral training, so we can have veterans or guys coming back from the field that can be trauma surgeons in a very short amount of time, or nurses that want to become nurse practitioners or obstetricians. The solutions to these problems I can lay out precisely, and the reason why the solution isn't there. It's not because there isn't a solution. It's because there's evil people who want to manipulate the system, and malpractice needs to go. And where there is a malpractice, like when I got called by Dr. Michael O. Jansen in August of 2000, I had done an IME, and it took them 10 months to find a doctor that had enough cojones to actually do an IME in this 42-year-old Hispanic gentleman, and the surgeon paralyzed him. So I saw this guy come into my office, and I didn't spend an hour and a half. I spent 10 hours with him, including a nerve mapping. And they tried to hide part of his medical records. And when I got them, the surgeon, Dr. Michael O. Jansen, had put screws to his spinal nerve roots because my nerve mapping showed there were a bunch of dead nerves that didn't show up in the sensory nerve mapping. I said, what the heck's going on here? And when he got my report, he called me up in August and said, I know the board president and the secretary, Susan Miller, Dr. Ned Collange, and I'm going to get your license, Deagle, for writing an independent report, not doing treatment, just examining the man, and writing a report that the surgery was not only not necessary, but they paralyzed him. So if you think, after what I've been through, I'm going to put up a centillion of crap from anybody about the idea of whether malpractice is misused in this country, you're living in a delusional world. I am very angry about this, and it needs to be fixed, or we're going to blow up not only the economy, we're already with Obamacare killing people. I had a surgeon on a few years ago here that if you need a clipped aneurysm, the death panel, and that's what they call it, meets on Tuesday, and you need it within 2 hours. Now, I've done every kind of surgery or assisted in it except open heart and brain, eye, plastics, orthopedics, general surgery, trauma, burn unit. And let me tell you, if you don't have somebody quick-witted and willing to do stuff that's dangerous, and you're eating peach juice afterward because your blood sugar's hitting the floor, your patient's dead. Okay? And I'm ballsy. I'm the kind of person you want to have when your plate glass window's stuck in the side of your head, and you're sucking air because you got a hemopneumothorax, you want Dr. Deagle there to put the chest tube in and clamp off your arteries so we can get you up to the operating room so you don't expire. So when I hear this kind of foolishness that malpractice is okay, no, it's not okay. It's not okay. What's going on is a horrendous mess. And these attorneys are getting mega rich by driving the cost to the ceiling. Okay? And there's doctors like Dr. Jansen, who was making $257,000 for that two-team surgical procedure over 14 and a half hours for one surgical procedure that wasn't medically necessary. And he got away with it because he's a big shot, and he's connected to the board, and he knew the board president first, and he probably went golfing. Do you understand that now?
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, it better be a good one, because I'm really upset about these kind of things, and I want people to understand.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand? What you have to understand is I don't have a perspective. I don't have an opinion. I have facts on the ground that are pretty damn hard to dispute, okay?
Well, all I'm going to say is, why did you ask for calls?
I want people I want people to. Here's why I ask. Here's why I ask. I want people to come up with a valid stop. I want people to call in, not to display their frail arguments. I want them to prove me wrong. And if you've got a really good argument, I want to hear it. I want to hear why, for example, we shouldn't have national health care. I want to hear why we need to keep malpractice, why we need to have big pharma. Do you know that I took care of companies packaging drugs that were made in Mexico, shipped to Colorado Springs? Packaging was done in New Jersey. The stuff was French and English, was shipped to Quebec, Canada, and the stuff was English and Hispanic, went to San Francisco in a warehouse and to the East Coast. And there were governors, even during the time of George Bush, even before Barack Obama, tried to import drugs from Canada, but the federal government, they were lockstep with the big drug companies. They didn't want to import French and English because those pills might kill you, even made in the same pill machine. So when I hear Donald Trump, who's a pragmatic person who wants to solve these problems and a businessman, he knows that everything that's going on in the district of criminals is ridiculous. Now, if somebody can tell me a good argument, I want to hear it. That's why I want callers. But I don't want people to blather like this lady Carol that says that I'm not constitutionally correct when she says the Constitution doesn't say we have to cover health care. The Constitution says that Congress makes laws, including the EMTALA law. So why is an emergency room doctor in Georgia in 1987 don't have to watch a nurse strap a patient sucking air and bleeding to death to a gurney, and I'm a Christian watching them die outside the emergency room doors? Thank God that law was passed just before I arrived there in 1987. You got it? So if they have a good argument, by all means, call in. But this is not the average show. I believe in what's called mixed mental martial arts. So if you call in to have a real good statement, I don't care if you got grade 3, by all means, say it. But if you say something that is asking for me to put you in a Brazilian intellectual headlock, I'm going to do it. Got it?
Well, what I told your screener was that I...
He's not the screener, I am. I'm the screener.
Why did he ask what do I want to talk about?
Because he wants to know the topic, but right. But I want to know, when you come on the air, or anybody else comes on the air, whether it's healthcare, geopolitics, or spiritual issues, whatever, you better have a real good argument, because you're coming into my cage match, and I'm the Spider-Man of medicine. I'm the Dirty Harry of healthcare.
Well,
so it's not going
to
be a pleasant thing. I'm not like any other broadcaster, including Alex Jones or anybody else. I come in basically caring about you, wanting to know the truth like my ancestor Moshe, Moses, but I don't take any intellectual captives. So if someone says something that provokes me, they're going to have a response. If they say something that teaches me, I want to hear it. I'll cross my legs, sit on the floor, and listen. But when someone says something that I find obscene or is completely wrong, they're going to know the reason why it's wrong, not just kind of like a peripheral answer, well, that's my opinion. Okay? So if someone has a real good argument, I want to hear it. But you know what, in this show, and I've noticed since I've been in the Republic, very few people, number one, will challenge me with a valid argument and facts. And a lot of people want to see if they can just kind of take over the show and spin off in some direction and say their own opinion. And by the word opinion is a word in Latin for opine, which means you have a legal, logical, and evidential reason why what you say should be considered as a basis for an indictment. Most people don't have an opinion. They have an attitude. They have an attitude not based on all the facts or experience or facts on the ground. And it's really dangerous, because I see this as endemic in America, and including in the education system. When I went through medicine, when I went through my PhD and other programs, I saw diseducation. We see it through the universities now, which is why all the young people are coming out as uber-leftists. Uber-leftists is not consistent with the U.S. Constitution or a Judeo-Christian ethic nation. It isn't. You can't be an uber-leftist or a republicrat that believes in regime change or health care that you're going to gut it. And when I hear the Republicans like this Freedom Caucus that says, well, we really don't want to have health care, we want to get the government out of it, these people need to have their brain examined. Okay? It's disgusting.
I'm not arguing that point.
Well, you know, tell me what point you're arguing.
I'm not arguing that
point. No, tell me, what I want you to do is, you have a point that can teach me, tell me. But if you don't have one, we'll go to the next caller, or I'll just continue with other issues. If you have a point that can teach me something that I need to know, you believe I should know, tell me.
All right. What I told, again, the young gentleman that answered the phone was that I'm on a board of health, and I bring alternative, holistic issues before the board all the time.
Right.
And at one time, we had a decent doctor on there that was open-minded, and he was with one of the clinics here in Wisconsin.
Right.
And they eventually fired him, got rid of him.
No.
Now they have a,
no surprise,
what I call a
hey?
Medical Nazi on there.
Right. Well,
in other words, if I talk about ozone therapy or chelation or any of these other things and how the drug industry controls everything.
You sound like a very intelligent man. But you know what? An intelligent man like you that actually checks the evidence, reads, checks out, listens to programs like mine, you're leagues ahead of the average doctor, nurse, or nurse practitioner in this country. It's obscene.
Well,
I had a doctor come to me about 12 years ago in a conference in Arizona.
You're jumping all over me, and you don't even know what I wanted to say.
No, I'm saying I agree with you. In fact, I'm proud of the fact that you tried to push alternative care. But look, you already gave us this example of a doctor that got trashed because he went against the grain. Please continue.
Right, and it goes on, and it goes on. And this is very unfortunate. So the thing that I think that ought to be done, that thrown into all of the good ideas that you have, is Dr. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said there should have been an amendment in the Bill of Rights that granted medical freedom for all ideas concerning medicine. Otherwise, we end up with essentially what we have today, an authoritarian, a Nazi-type system, and it isn't going to change.
And by the way,
I'd love to see your ideas.
Okay, wait, I think that's a good idea to start, but here's the problem. If you take bad people and you put them on a team, you're going to have a bad team. And I think it's a great idea to have a constitutional amendment to that extent. But the problem is, you see, the medical schools are controlled by the drug companies and controlled by Big Medica.
I know that. And unless we break that up, they're just going to keep killing us.
So well, give me an example.
For your time.
I appreciate you. Yeah, those are very good points.
I want to tell you the hostility and so forth that you directed toward me.
No, no, it's not to you or you. It's not. It's not to.
No,
no, it's not toward you. Okay, not toward
yes,
you.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not. I want you to understand. I'm directing hostility toward the medical system because of what's happened. That when people think that you're going to take malpractice away and it's going to cause all kinds of horrors to happen, there's a simple solution to it. So it's not that I'm directing hostility to you. I want people to know that we have solutions to the problems that will cut the costs. But today, especially as Obamacare, now one-third of Americans have only one provider, 86 to 90% can't afford the copays to get a surgical procedure like a cataract done, okay? And Obamacare is going to blow up, which means the price is going to get so high that more and more people, and especially now they took away this mandate, there'll be probably 25, 50 million Americans who won't even buy insurance because they can't. They can't afford it. And what's going to happen with them, telehealth, they're going to arrive in an emergency department or end up in the operating room, whatever. Most of them are going to be well beyond extremis, so they're going to die, a lot of them, because their condition went too far. And the problem is that when I hear people like the Freedom Caucus or people who think that we shouldn't be in healthcare, no, we all are already in healthcare. We need to also realize I'm not attacking you individually. I'm attacking the idea that people think that their version of healthcare, which includes malpractice or still has fee-for-service or state licensure or these other things, is all wrongheaded. And this is why the system is going to blow up. Now, you're right. There should have been a constitutional amendment with Dr. Rush. But the real issue is this. If you set up a healthcare system where there's no state or federal government control of protocols for healthcare, where the money flows from a value-added tax directly through to the county, and the county then hires the doctors on an hourly wage and the nurses and nurse practitioners and chiropractors, and a committee of citizens like you and the health providers control the flow of that money and who's hired and so on, Well, then
let me just comment on that. I'm a county supervisor.
Right.
I was thrown off of the health board once.
Right.
Because I questioned. I was thrown off just recently of the board of trustees for the nursing home.
Right.
Because I questioned.
Wow.
So it's
You're a tough guy. I'm proud of you. I mean, the fact that people like you, like citizens out there,
to say, let's turn it over to the counties. But the counties are full of crap.
No. I'm not talking about county politicians. I don't want any politicians involved. Period. I don't want federal, I don't want state, and I don't want county. I want a committee of citizens and health providers. I don't want
any.
Well,
I'll tell you who they'll come up with. They, at the last county board meeting, they didn't like the way the election went. So now they said, we want to get rid of gerrymandering, and we want to introduce a commission that is nonpartisan. Nonpartisan, my foot. Where are you going to find such?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. What you have to understand is
what they want to do is overturn the results of the election.
Of course.
I said, don't come in here whining that you lost the election, that your vote has been stolen. I said, face facts. You had a terrible candidate, and you were running the country into the ground,
right.
And enough people discovered this.
Well, you're right on the money. I mean, if we have more citizens like you that are willing to oppose this system, and I said, we need to get all the politics out of it. We don't want county supervisors or whatever that's elected or appointed, whatever, in the county. We want citizens themselves that for very short terms, I don't want to have career politicians either. I think this is another bad thing. I like Bolivar Noriega calls the rule of Cincinnatus, where he went to the Senate, I think, for 2 years, and then he left because they wanted to promote him back in ancient Rome. What we need to do is we need to have a system where the health providers and the citizens, not politicians, make recommendations, and then the committees come together as a group of health providers, not just MD doctors and surgeons. We don't want a top-down where there's a kind of a hierarchy where it doesn't include, say, oriental medicine doctors or nurse practitioners.
I'm in total agreement with that, but I'm saying the way the whole thing is set up right now, it just simply cannot occur.
Well,
they're not going to recognize. They don't like chiropractors. They don't like acupuncture.
It doesn't matter what they like or don't like. If we as citizens say we want a healthcare system where all our health providers are paid an hourly wage, so they don't have to worry about how many people they get through the door like gerbils, and we have committee meetings where we have, you know, maybe even experts on this particular weird condition that's even connected by telemedicine, so we can sort out really complex cases that otherwise would never get treatment or get care. And we need to realize it's a team approach. For example, we want to have a geneticist in the group. We want to have someone who's an expert on organic acids. We want a psychologist to deal with behavior issues. We want to have, you know, rehab people so that if someone needs rehab, they go to the same facility. We don't want to have separate emergency departments. We want to make sure that most of the care for urgent things is taken care of in these facilities. And the emergency department basically is for really serious cases where you've had a car accident, a major injury, whatever, and you're not just parking yourself there because you have a cough or cold.
You mentioned psychologists. There is only one psychologist or psychiatrist in the country that I would trust. That's Dr. Peter Bregan, because the rest of them will put people on these psychotropic drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
And he said, if you go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist and they want to give you these drugs, run out of the office.
Exactly. In fact, there's a list of drugs that I tell people never take: serotonin reuptake inhibitors, antipsychotics, calcium channel blockers. I had an email yesterday about a patient wanting me to contact their doctors with literature as to why calcium channel blockers are bad for you. The actual published literature, and this is not disputable, on CT scan shows your brain shrinks over 5 years and it drops your IQ 30 to 50 points. That's a fact. It's not open for dispute. It's actually published literature. So when doctors try to defend things like this, like the suicide rate for our vets coming back on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, because they're disinhibited, you can give these krill Prozac, and they'll actually swim directly into the mouth of their predator. There's no inhibition.
Prozac is, if I'm not mistaken, is based on fluoride.
It is.
They're getting it in the water. They're getting it in their drug. They're getting it in their food.
Precisely. You're a smart guy. Exactly.
Well,
yeah, so get into their brain and...
Don't jump on me.
No, you're coming into my cage. It's not going to be pleasant, as they say, but I appreciate you.
Well,
thank you for calling in. You should call in again. You got good points there.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Their dialogues at the universities and outside the major buildings there in ancient Greece, and the initial way of teaching was you had to have a dialogue with the teacher, and the pupils could raise points and prove the teacher was wrong. That's good. It's good to raise questions. As I say, the most important thing in this show is that you don't believe anything I say, but you ask better questions, you own the truth, and then you do something about it. In fact, don't accept anything I say until you check out the facts. And you hear my argument, and you can come up with a counter or even a codicil or a corollary to that argument, by all means, share it. But don't be worried about your feathers being ruffled. You come into my cage match, you're going to get ruffled. for good or bad. And certainly it didn't mean anything to suggest violence or intellectual or verbal violence against our last gentleman. I'm proud of him. Standing up and being turfed off the board to try to push functional and wellness medicine, that's a typical example of what happens to the public that tries to deal with elected officials in the county board. We don't want elected officials. We want politics completely out of health care, so it's the health providers and the patients that control it. The patients and the health providers. And we want it so that we don't have a system where it's fee-for-service, so the doctors only get paid buco bucks if they do a surgical procedure on you. I had a call yesterday from a doctor, listen to this, who was in Panic City here in California because she had a surgical problem with her lower bowel where she had had a prolapse. They did surgery. She had a fall and the surgical stitches tore. She got back in hospital, and this lady is not an MD toxicologist, but she's an extreme athlete, so she has very low pulse. And they were saying they weren't going to discharge her from the hospital unless they put in a pacemaker. And there's no indication, because I asked her, and she's smart, if she had a cardiac His bundle study or a Holter monitor or anything to indicate she had a cart block or any reason as to why she's got a medical emergency or urgency or valvular heart disease or heart failure as to why she's got standing bradycardia, which is low heart rate. Other than the fact that she's an elite athlete that's actually so-called been an Olympian. Now, these doctors want to do a procedure, which is to put a pacemaker in her, and they get $50,000. As I usually say, they want a bigger boat, okay? And she was mad as hell, so when she's telling me this story, and this is a MD patient that's in a hospital in California trying to get herself discharged, and I suggested to her that the best type of person she could get her to get her extricated from the hospital is to contact a legal firm in Los Angeles that has MD-JDs, where they're also MDs, licensed in the state of California, and they're JDs, or they have an MD, and they can go and actually file against the hospital and say, these are the reasons why you don't have a medical reason to hold this woman other than to get her on a normal ward to try to monitor the healing and make sure she doesn't go septic as they redo the stitches where she fell and broke her postoperative stitches. So this is a kind of example, but you have to understand that we need to confront these things, and it's not going to be pleasant, either finding solutions or wrestling with the people that think that they are in control, including even doctors. Because I know as a doctor, when I've dealt with health professionals, some of the most disgusting interactions have been with people who think they know better than Dr. Deagle, and they don't. And that's nasty, because I come back at them hard. So don't take it personal. We're trying to find the truth. We're trying to find solutions that are godly. And so if you come into the cage, don't worry. You're going to get a workout. But if you can prove a point, kudos to you. Call in 800-313-9443. Joining us in a little while, Dr. Ron Klotz from the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. More about his plan to bring in anti-aging medicine into healthcare.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.